£1.10. £1.10, £1.50, £1.60, £1.70, £2.10, £2.20, £2.50, £2.20, £2.50, £2.60, £2.70, £2.80, £3.00, £3.00, £3.00.
Well, I was nearly
going to
do that a minute ago.
Marmalade. Who wants a jar of marmalade? 50 pence. 50, 60. That's 70, 80, 90, 110, 120, 130. 130, 130. We've got a gentleman here. Three more marmalade.
Marmalade.
Right, £1.10, £1.10, £1.15, £1.20, £1.20, £1.30, £1.30, £1.30, £1.20, £1.20, £1.20, £1.20, £1.20, £1.20, £1.20, £1.20, £1.20, £1.20, £1.20, £1.20, £1.20, £1.20, £1.20, £1.20, £1.20, £1.20, £1.20, £1.20, £1.20, £1.20, £1.20, £1.20, £1.20, £1.20, £1.20, £1.20, £1.20, £1.20, £1.20, £1.20, £1.20, £1.20, £1.20, £1.20, £1.20, £1.20, £1.20, £1.20, £1.20, £1.20, £1.20, £1.20, £1.20, £1.20, £1.20, £1.20, £1.20, £1.20, £1.20, £1.20, £1.20, £1.20, £1.20, £1.20, £1.20, £1.20, £1.20, £1.20, £1.20, £1.20, £1.20, £1.20, £1.20, £1.20, £1.20, £1.20, £1.20, £1.20
192. A 2 pound of 2. Any of that 210. 210. 210. Damson Dave. What do you mean by that now? Dave must have made it. Who's Dave? I don't know. It doesn't matter any. Who's it? A pound of 50 pound. A pound, 4 pound, 110, 120, 130, 140, 150, 170, 160. Blackberry jam. Who'll say a pound for the blackberry? A pound, 110, 110, 110, 120, 120, 130. 130, blackberry and apple. Who'll say a pound again? 1 pound 10, 120, 130, 140, 150, 150, sir, that's too much.
Well, that's most of the babies.
Blackberry jelly, a pound. Pound, 110, 120, 130, 140, 150, 160, 160, 160 is yours up the back. More blackberry jelly, 150, 150, 160, 160 and then 160, going to the lady for 160. Raspberry! Who likes raspberry? Who will start me to pound that raspberry? 1 pound. 1 pound, 150, 160, 170, 170 and then 180, 190, 190. 2 pound and 2 pence. 2 pound 10. 2 10 and then 2 10. Going to the lady of yonder. The last blackberry jelly is a pound again. 1 pound, 110, 120, 130, 140, 150, 160, 160, 160. Thank you. Plum jam. Pound again for plum jam. Plum, all right, a pound and bit of pound. Any advance on a pound? 110, 120, 130, 140, 140. Lemon cheese. Who's happy to pound for the lemon cheese? A pound and bit of pound. Any advance on a pound? 110,
120, 130, 140, 140, 140, 150, 150, 160,
160. Plum. Plum jam again. Pound again for start. £1 a bit of pound. Pound a bit of pound for plum. 110. 120, 130, 140, 150, 160, 170, 180, 190, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, 210, Who will say 50 pence for that one? A pound, 110. 110, 120, 130, 140, 150, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, What a red cabbage, and we've got a red lady's bidding on it. And we've got a gentleman sitting beside her with a red tie on. A pound. Right, it's yours. More cooking apples. And who's that 50 pence? That 50, I'm better careful. That 50 is that lady. Right, who's that 50 pence again? 50, right. 50, 60. 60, I'm better 60. Who's that 50 again? Right. Free-range eggs. Who says 70 pence? 70 pence. 80 pence. 90 pence. Pound. Pound with 110. 110 with 110. Any advance of 110? Pound. 110. 120. 120 on Ben Gordon's lady. 120. Don't say 120 again. Right. Another red one. Don't say 120. 120 on Ben 120. Any advance of 120? Going to the window, man. He'd have an easy breakfast. Last one. Don't say 120 again. 120, I'm in 120. Any advance of 120? Going to the lady next to the back row. Half pound. Come on, come on. Surely you can. No matter about the grand. I want them the old stuff. Half a pound. It's a half a pound. Who'll give me how much? You'll give me 150 for half a pound of Manx butter.
Manx Farm
book. 150. I am bid. Any of those? 150, 60, 70. 180. 180. I'm bid. 180. 190. £2. £2. I'm bid. 2. Going to the lady for £2. £1. And who will stop me again at 150?
Yep.
150, 160. 160 on bid, 160. 170. 170 on bid, 170. Going to another red lady. 150 again.
Yep.
At £2. At 210. At 210 on bid, 210. The window man. 210. £2 a bid, £2 a bid, £2. Although £2 is half a pound of what the goods are on it. Right.
£2.
You want more? You want more? Oh, yeah, it's £2. What do you say? Do you know that this young lady here was up in the morning at 4 o'clock picking these mushrooms?
That is your price.
That's why she got the cheap mushrooms.
Let's have me 50 pence. Mushrooms, 50 pence at 50 and 60. At 60 and 60 and 60. Any advances, 60? 70. 70 and 80. At 90. At 90 a pound. 110. 110, 120. 130. 140. 150. 150 and 160. 170. 170. Now then, carrots. Who's up me 50 pence at 50, at 60, at 70, at 80, at 90, at pound, a bit of pound, 1 pound, a bit of 1 pound, any of the 2 pounds, pound. Who's say pound again? 1 pound, 1 10, 1 10, 1 10, 1 10. More carrots, pound again, carrots, pound a bit of pound, any of them for a pound, going to the window.
Going to the window.
Right, who said pound a bunch, a pound a bit, a pound a 10, 120, 130, 130 a bit, 130. Going to that gentleman up there.
Thanks, Roy. Well, we've got to move on.
Pound again, pound more again. 170 Who will say 50 pence to the
onion?
At 50, at 50. At 50, I'll be at 60. At 70. At 70, I'll be at 80. At 80, I'll be at 90. At 90, I'll be at pound. 1 pound, I'll be at 1 pound 10. 1 10, I'll be at 120. 120, I'll be at 120. Going to that young gentleman there. A lady wants a turnip to go to the carrots. Don't say 50 pence. 50, I'm with 50, any advance on 50. Give that lady a turnip. Right, and I'll have marrow. Don't say 50 pence for the marrow. 50, I'm with 50. Going to Mrs. John Kate. 50. Here we go again. Don't say 50 again. 50 and 60 and 70 and 70 and 70. At 70, I've been 70. Going up again. 50 again. 50, 60, 60. 60, I've been 60. 70, that's all. Right, 50 again. Just look here. eye filling. Black currant eye filling. Who'll say 50 pence? You say 50, 60. At 60, I'm bet it's 670. At 70, I'm bet it's 70. Any advance at 70? All there is 70 pence? Lady right in that corner. Lentil soup. Right. Who'll say 50 pence for the lentil soup? Who'll say 20 pence for the lentil soup? I heard go on. Right. Give a tour. Whole green beans. Whole green beans. Beans, huh? Who'll say 50 pence? 50 pence, right, at 50, I'll bet at 50. Any advance on 50? That lady looks young now.
Surely one of the most rural chapels and places of worship in the island, up here on the Manx hillside, where once upon a time those who gathered the harvest in days gone by would have been very, very grateful indeed for a harvest gathered. Harvest in the uplands was never easy, usually later than the lowlands, and running into difficult weather, and they would have been very thankful indeed. And we're here carrying on that tradition. The tradition that was started long before their time, way back in the days of the Old Testament, when Moses commanded the people that he led, the Israelites, when they came through the wilderness and came into the promised land, he said to them, when you come into the promised land and you build fine houses of your own building, your herds and your flocks increase and everything is good for you, don't forget the Lord your God who brought you through the wilderness these 40 years. And we will bring offerings to God, as we have done tonight, thousands and thousands of years later, still acknowledging that he is indeed the Lord of the harvest. I make no apology for using the same sentences that I usually use to begin a harvest festival service, taken from the book of Genesis. After God had destroyed the earth by flood, he said, then Noah built an altar to the Lord, and he took ritually clean beasts and birds of every kind, and offered whole offerings on the altar. And when the Lord smelt the soothing odor, he said within himself, never again will I curse the ground because of man, however evil his inclinations may be from his youth upwards. I will never again kill every living creature as I have just done. While the earth lasts, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall never cease. And for the continuing fulfillment of that promise, we sing our hymn of thanks, number 15, Come Ye Thankful People, Come Raise the Song of Harvest Home.
Thank you.
as we meet here in your presence, we pray that you will draw very close to us, that we may feel your nearness, that we may know we have come right to the foot of your throne of grace. And bless us as on this occasion we meet to offer you our praise and our thanksgiving. For tonight we are met specially to thank you for the harvest and all the related things with which you have blessed us. We worship and praise you because you are our God. We bless you because through Jesus Christ who died for us, we are your people. And we thank you tonight that throughout this earthly life which you have given us, you have also sustained us and provided for us. And so we bless you especially tonight for your creation, for all the things that we see around us that remind us of you and that confirm in our hearts our belief that you are alive and in your world today. We thank you for the glory of nature as we see it unfold as season succeeds season. And when we reach this time of the year, then your majesty is displayed in all its fruitful glory. That all the things that you planned have come to fruition. All the trees, plants, and herbs that you have given man for his use have blossomed and fruited, and are ours for our use. We thank you then for your constancy and your faithfulness. We thank you for the good earth you have given us, for its fertility, and for the knowledge that you have imparted to men, for the labor of their hands that has brought forth the harvest from the earth. So we thank you for the crops that have been gathered from the fields, for the fruit from the orchards and the vegetables from the gardens, for all increase and growth, for all life, all held as a blessing from yourself. We thank you that you have provided for us in such a variety of ways, that the earth is sustained by your power, by your will, by your love for us. Thank you for the beauty of the nature all around us and all those things that remind us of you. The peacefulness and the serenity of this, our island home. The familiar hills that surround us. The regularity of the tide that comes in upon the shores. For the creation of beauty, faithfulness and constancy. Yet greater than all of these. You have revealed yourself to us more fully than any other way in the coming of your Son, Jesus Christ. And while we thank you for our daily food, we thank you especially for our spiritual food, for the way in which you feed our souls. We thank you for the coming of Jesus, for all that his birth and his living on earth, his death and resurrection teach us. Help us in accepting your gifts to handle them with responsibility, that we may take them and use them for the purpose for which you created them, that they may always serve through our handling to glorify your name. Forgive us for our greed and our selfishness. Forgive us for our pride in what we think we have achieved. Forgive us for the way in which we convert things solely to our own use, forgetting the needs of others. God of mercy, look down on the weakness of our humanity, on the frailty of our earthly being. Send us your spirit that our resolve may be strengthened, that we may be more worthy of our calling. midst of plenty, and as we thank you tonight, we pause to remember with concern before you those who today still go hungry, while the earth produces so much in some parts, yet because of man's deviousness, there are those who starve to death. We think on those who tonight are ill throughout the world and will go untreated and unheeded. And while we live in peace and security, we think on those families and those people whose lives are destroyed and devastated by hatred, by envy and mistrust. We pray for those of our own community whom we know who need your help now. We think on those who are sick and those who suffer. Pray for all who carry the heavy burden of sorrow and grief and bewilderment. Pray for all who feel that the complexities of life are too great, who fear the future. To all such people, wherever the human spirit is crushed, wherever the human heart is broken, we pray that you will bring the gospel message of peace and love and forgiveness through whatever means, by whatever feet, or by whatever acknowledgement, the ministry of Jesus Christ, until every knee bows at his name, until every tongue confesses that he is Lord, until every heart and soul knows the comfort, the warmth, the peace, and the security of his love. These are prayers we ask in and through his sacred and precious name. Amen.
Amen.
We say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Well, you will have heard me say, I suppose, on many occasions before, that this next hymn is one of the most meaningful harvest hymns, especially to someone connected with the land and the harvest. It brings life and work and faith all together in a very, very meaningful way. Hymn number 8 on your hymn sheet. Hymn number 8. To thee, O Lord, our hearts we raise in hymns of adoration.
To thee ring sacrifice.
some selected verses from the book of Genesis, right at the very beginning of the Old Testament, and the story of creation. I want to follow that with a reading from one of the Psalms. Then God said, "Let the earth produce fresh growth. Let there be on earth plants bearing seed, fruit trees bearing fruit, each with seed according to its kind." So it was. The earth yielded fresh growth, plants bearing seed according to their kind, and trees bearing fruit, each with seed according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. Evening came, and morning came, a third day. And further on, God said, "Let the earth bring forth living creatures according to their kind, cattle, reptiles, and wild animals, all according to their kind." And so it was. God made wild animals, cattle, and all reptiles, each according to its kind. And he saw that it was good. And then God said, "Let us make man in our image. In our image and likeness, to rule the fish in the sea, the birds of heaven, the cattle, all wild animals on earth, and all reptiles that crawl upon the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God he created him. Male and female he created them. And God blessed them and said to them, "Be fruitful and increase, fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish in the sea, the birds of heaven, and every living thing that moves upon the earth." And God also said, "I give you all plants that bear seed everywhere on earth, and every tree bearing fruit which yields seed. They shall be yours for food. All green plants I give for food to the wild animals, to all the birds of heaven, and to all reptiles on earth, every living creature." So it was. And God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. Evening came, and morning came, a sixth day. And then, in the book of Psalms, Psalm 8, when I look up at thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars set in their place by thee, what is man that thou shouldst remember him? Mortal man that thou shouldst care for him? Yet thou hast made him little less than a god, crowning him with glory and honour. Thou makest him master over all thy creatures. Thou hast put everything under his feet, all sheep and oxen, all the wild beasts, and the birds in the air, and the fish in the sea, and all that moves along the paths of the ocean. O Lord our Sovereign, how glorious is thy name in all the earth. Well-known, well-loved, familiar and traditional harvest hymn, number 5 on your hymn sheet. Number 5, "We plough the fields and scatter the good seed on the land, but it's fed and watered by God's almighty hand."
Thank you.
from the New Testament is taken from the Gospel. The Gospel according to St. John in chapter 4. And it follows the account of Jesus meeting with the woman at the well, the Samaritan woman whom he met at Jacob's well. You may remember that story. But if you go on past that story in the same chapter, right on to verse 31, that's where we pick up our reading. Meanwhile, the disciples were urging him, "Rabbi, have something to eat." But he said, "I have food to eat of which you know nothing." At this, the disciples said to one another, "Can someone have brought him food?" But Jesus said, "It is meat and drink for me to do the will of him who sent me until I have finished his work. Do you not say, 4 months more and then comes harvest? But look, I tell you, look around the fields. They are already white, ripe for harvest. The reaper is drawing his pay and gathering his crop for eternal life, so that the sower and reaper may rejoice together." And that is how the saying comes true: one sows, another reaps. For I sent you to reap for a crop for which you have not toiled. Others toiled, and you have come in for the harvest of their toil. Many Samaritans of that town came to believe in him because of the woman's testimony. "He told me everything I ever did." So when the Samaritans had come to him, they pressed him to stay with them, and he stayed there 2 days. Many more became believers because of what they heard from his own lips. They told the woman, "It is no longer because of what you said that we believe, for we have heard him ourselves. And we know that this is in truth the Saviour of the world." So ends the reading from the Gospel. May God help us to discover the great truths contained in his own word. Not aware of any special notices for this chapel for tonight, except to invite you to stay afterwards to enjoy a cup of tea and also the sale of produce. Put now your offering so that the work of God may continue here at Cherokeel and throughout this service will be received. Accept these our gifts, O God, for we offer them as tokens of our love for you. We offer them as tokens of our gratitude for all that you have given us and all that you continue to give us. And here with these gifts, we offer you ourselves. Take then all that we have and all that we are. Use everything in your service to build your kingdom here on earth and to glorify your holy name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Best thanks to our young stewards who lifted the offering, wielding those ungainly boxes with dexterity up and down the crowded aisle. Thank you very much for it. We sing the hymn number 13 on your hymn sheet. Number 13, O Lord of heaven and earth and sea, to thee all praise and